Well, welcome. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another wine review podcast like we always do. We wrote this wine up on the CheapWineFinder.com website just a few minutes ago. And while everything's still fresh in our memory, we plug in the microphone, hit the switch, and hit the pay the band to start playing. You know, they play for beer. And here we go. And today we've got a bargain. This is a wine I found on sale if you're in the Chicago area or the tri-state area, as it were. It's at Binny's for $7.99. It's the Angeline California Sauvignon Blanc Reserve 2021. Angeline's a brand it's the affordable brand from Martin Ray Winery, who are a high-end winery, family-owned since 1990. I think this is their 33rd year in the Russian River. This is California. They also have a Sonoma Sauvignon Blanc, but that one, and here's the interesting part, the higher-end one didn't get the high points. The one I bought for $7.99 got 92 points from James Suckling. If you don't know who James Suckling is, he is the number one wine reviewer in the world today. And that's kind of one of the cool things about getting a value-priced wine from a high-end winery rather than a wine company that has wine brands. They tend to not mess around. Not that the wine companies are and wine brands are one of the reasons we can get really, really good wines at a really, really good price. But there's something about a family-owned winery that they have their standards. Not that the other ones don't, but they definitely do have their standards. And most times when I buy a wine and I see it's got 90 points or 91 or 92 points, I usually like, okay, if you say it is, then that's fine with me. But I don't really try to grade wines or anything. I try to enjoy them. And doing math isn't enjoyable. But yeah, this one's 92 points. I can tell. It's like really, it's one thing about it, it's 12.5 in alcohol, which is in California where it gets hot and ripe, you know, it's kind of hard to keep it down. But with a Sauvignon Blanc, which you want it to be a little leaner, you want the flavors flow through. Sometimes when you get up in alcohol, it kind of tones down some of the flavors that are lighter. And if you can keep tabs on the alcohol, you can expand the flavors that it has. And this one has flavors. Another thing is, I was writing it, I was typing out the review, and I had the glass of wine about 18 inches away from me on a table, and I could smell the wine from 18 inches away, and you normally got to stick your nose in and swirl. Not this one, which is one of the good things about Sauvignon Blanc. It's one of the things about Sauvignon Blanc from France and maybe New Zealand that happens all the time, and you know, a lot of times other places I like the Sauvignon Blanc, but they don't really, you know, they're just nice. They're not really, wow. This one is a wow. I'm going to take a sip. It's a little grassy, like New Zealand, but I'd say it's more in style with the Loire Valley. It's nice and spicy. It's got good acidity. It's but it's balanced acidity. And it has good flavors. It kind of rolls along. Since it has those subtle flavors, one sip you might catch one flavor, and the next sip you might have another. Just depends on where you're at and what you're paying attention to. Because usually after the first 30 seconds, I quit paying attention and start enjoying. But this wine, oh, where'd that come from? Because you're getting dried pineapple and peach and pear, some like a grassy thing, and maybe tangerine and a little bit of stone fruit and so on and so on, but nothing stands out. They're all kind of balanced, but they're all kind of there, and the acidity's kind of there too. And it's I'll throw down some technical things now. It was whole cluster pressed. Well, that means they don't remove the grapes from the twigs or the stems. That's what they do in high-end Pinot Noir. And it's supposed to increase the flavor and the texture and that type of thing with the wine that, you know, it grew together, it should be crushed together. And it works here. But another thing it does, it kind of softens up the acidity of a wine that can be acidic. And this has really nice acidity to it. I'm going to take another sip. Yeah, just good length. I mean, nicely balanced with good length makes a good wine. And that's what this has. Tastes great. Angeline California Sauvignon Blanc Reserve 2021. I don't know why it's a reserve. They don't tell you where the vineyards were, but since they already had one made out of Sonoma, I would imagine a good portion of the grapes came from Sonoma. Maybe Lodi, maybe Monterey, who knows. But it doesn't matter, because as long as the winemakers, and Martin Ray is the owner of this thing, as long as they know what they're doing, I don't need to know. So, yeah, I like this wine. It's a summer sipper. I mean, this is really good. This is fresh. It's a happy wine. I mean, this is, you know, you're drinking a good wine when you're drinking the Angeline. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. You can tell I kind of like this one. But I do like Sauvignon Blancs, but this one was more than I expected. So that's it for me. I think I've got a old favorite from Australia next. So keep it cheap, stay cool, stay safe, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days, because that's what we do all the time. So adios, bye-bye.